This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Ministry unveils framework for Belt and Road Cooperation signed by Nepal and China. Chinese side to support Nepal's development efforts by providing technical and financial assistance. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba held bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Luxembourg. And Syria's new transitional prime minister calls for stability and calm. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has unveiled the full text of the framework for Belt and Road cooperation between the Government of Nepal and the Government of the People's Republic of China. Nepal and China signed the framework on the 4th of December 2024 during the official China visit of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. As per the framework, the Chinese side will support Nepal's development efforts under the framework of jointly building the Belt and Road by providing technical and financial assistance. The two sides will work to ensure technical support and aid financing modalities that suit the needs of the two sides and the requirements for sovereign-initiated projects. The framework further mentions that the framework for Belt and Road cooperation between Nepal and China is formulated to establish the structured basis to undertake further negotiations in accordance with following cooperation principles, objectives, priorities, projects and mechanisms to give further effect to the MOU. The framework has included 10 various projects including Tokha Chahari Tunnel, Hilsa Simikot Road Project, Kimathanka Khadbari Road and Kimathanka Bridge and Integrated Checkpost Project, Nepali section of the China-Nepal Cross-Border Railway Project and Amargadi City Hall Project. Likewise, the long Raswagadi Chilime 220 kV cross-border power transmission line, Madan Bhandari University of Science and Technology, Kathmandu Scientific Center and Science Museum, China-Nepal Friendship Industrial Park and Chapa Sports and Athletics Complex are also the parts of the framework. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has held a meeting with Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Xavier Bettel yesterday. During the meeting at his office in Luxembourg City, various aspects of Nepal-Luxembourg relations as well as mutual interest and cooperations were discussed. On that occasion, the two leaders exchanged views on Nepal development priorities and economic cooperation between Nepal and Luxembourg. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Rana also informed Minister Bettel that Nepal has reached the final stage of ending the peace process. Also, the minister sought Luxembourg's support as Nepal is going to apply for the membership of the United Nations Security Council and the Human Rights Council. Diplomatic relations between Nepal and Luxembourg were established in 1975. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has asserted that the government is sincerely active in protecting human rights. Speaking at a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, on the 76th Human Rights Day yesterday, Minister Paudel shared that the government was taking initiatives to make the role of the NHRC more effective, stating that the government has paid attention to implement the verdicts of the Supreme Court and to make transitional justice victim-friendly. The minister also mentioned that the state and political parties are committed to safeguarding the human rights. Minister Paudel also assured that the government is ready to make the commission autonomous and empowered. Also, the government was committed to protect human rights as well as to ensure physical and financial resources for the operation of commission's activities. In a separate program, Speaker Devraj Ghimire said the parliament will always be of help for the protection of human rights. Addressing a program organized by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on the occasion of the 76th International Human Rights Day yesterday, Speaker urged the government to be always sensitive in protection of human rights. Likewise, speaking at a separate program organized in Surkhet yesterday, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterated the government's commitment to protecting the human rights of all citizens. The Communist Party of Nepal, UML, has drawn a conclusion that the China visit of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was successful. According to the information shared by the Deputy Secretary of UML Pradeep Gyawali, the secretariat meeting of the party held at its central office in Chaisal, Lalitpur yesterday came to a conclusion that the Prime Minister and party chairperson KP Sharma Oli's China visit was successful and productive. Stating that the understanding between the two ruling parties has played a role to take the BRI to a conclusion, Leader Gyawali further said that the agreement signed on framework for BRI cooperation Belt and Road Initiative is an achievement for a long-term development of Nepal. A 7-member task force is to be formed to make the prevention of money laundering and financial investment in terrorist activities more effective. The Money Laundering Prevention Committee yesterday decided that the National Coordination Committee coordinator will lead the task force. Similarly, Secretary of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Deputy Attorney General of the Office of Attorney General and Deputy Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank will remain as members of the task force. Furthermore, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Director of the Department of Money Laundering Investigation and Chief of the Financial Intelligence Unit are also in the task force. The Director of Nepal Rashtra Bank will be task force member secretary. The task force will enhance coordination among the agencies working to curb the financing of terrorism as well as money laundering related activities as necessary. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Prime Minister of Syria's new transitional government has said it is time for people to enjoy stability and calm after the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad. According to the BBC, Mohammed al-Bashir, the former head of the rebel administration in the northwest, has spoken to Al Jazeera after being tasked with governing until March 2025 by the Islamist militant group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, and its allies. Bashir chaired a meeting in Damascus yesterday, attended by members of his new government and those of Assad's former cabinet to discuss the transfer of portfolios and institutions. Now some sports update. Lumini Lions and Karnali Yaks registered victory in the Nepal Premier League NPL held yesterday. Lumini Lions defeated Chitwan Rhinos by 33 runs in the first match held at the Trivuvan University Cricket Ground at Kirtipur. Chitwan, which was chasing a 168-run victory target posted by Lumini, could score only 134 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Likewise, in the second match, Karnali Yaks defeated Pokhara Avengers by 7 wickets. Karnali Yaks chased the target of 104 runs posted by Pokhara Avengers in 15th over, losing only 3 wickets. Earlier batting first, Pokhara Avengers were all out at 16.3 overs, collecting 103 runs on the board. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi province and fair in rest of the country today. The Kathmandu Valley has witnessed continuous fall of temperature. According to the department, the minimum temperature was recorded at 4 degrees Celsius this morning and now it is 5 degrees Celsius in Kathmandu Valley. The maximum temperature in Kathmandu Valley will hover between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. The department has urged all concerned to remain cautious of foggy weather in the Terai and Valley and in some places this morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Ministry unveils framework for Belt and Road Cooperation signed by Nepal and China. Chinese side to support Nepal's development efforts by providing technical and financial assistance. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba held bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Luxembourg. And Syria's new transitional Prime Minister calls for stability and calm. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.